It's the ultimate kitchen confrontation. Burger time. Nostalgia, a chronological exploration of every NES game released in North America. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Joe.
Guys, are you hungry?
Oh, so hungry.
Yes.
It's a cookout over here, right?
Yeah, oh, man, do I have the perfect game for you right now. It's a little game
called Mock Rider.
No. Whoa, okay. No. You can't always be hungry for Mock Rider.
I'm always hungry for Mock Rider.
I know, but some people, like, barely like that game. Like, there are some people that, like, that wouldn't even cross onto their top 25.
Well, those people can play this
game. Who are those people?
Yeah, they're probably, like, maybe it'd be on their top 25 right now out of everything we've covered, but not, like, in their definitive library. And so they're probably, like, wow, these guys love Mock Rider. If they mention it one more time, I'm going to turn off the podcast.
Well,
so that's
okay.
Why we're bringing Burger Time today.
Burger Time it is, all right?
Burger Time. Data East. Everybody,
The connoisseurs of I don't even know what.
Yeah, no, they're the connoisseurs of nothing. Yeah. That's why. It's like they don't have a title because you have to be good at something to be a connoisseur of it. So this is Data East, and it's Data East all the way back to 1982. Is when the game came out in the arcades, and it looks honestly not that much different in 1987 on the NES.
Yeah, I keep coming back to these games that just don't look good in 1987, where when I guess if it's coming from the arcade, I can kind of see like a downgrade is necessary, but this game sort of looks on the same par as Popeye.
Yeah, I was going to say Popeye right away. And the reason for that is because remember how like like no design whatsoever was put into like the staircases in Popeye.
Yeah.
It's the same thing here.
I would say these are the worst staircases.
Yeah, these are some of the worst staircases.
They're ladders, right?
Ladders, sure.
These are the worst ladders I've ever seen.
Yeah.
There are mechanically as well.
Yeah, there are only rungs.
The game,
there are no sides
the game is,
to the
yeah,
ladders.
Yeah, the game is best known as like its Intellivision port in the home console because apparently like it played so well on the Intellivision. Okay. So that's how people like remember it. But this NES version looks like an Intellivision version.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's missing a couple bits, you know, and I know that's like, that's actually not true. Like, you know, you can't talk about games like that. But like, I'm not saying from a technical standpoint, I'm saying like it's literally
visually,
like missing.
We can use as many like faux pas as we need, I think.
We're the experts here.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we're obviously experts on this stuff.
Right. I mean, if you know the chef's name, you're an expert.
Peter Pepper.
Peter Pepper the chef. And you play as him in a what I can only assume is a very scary alternate timeline.
Post-apocalyptic.
No.
Yeah,
no.
This is the Mock Rider kitchen.
Is he feeding giants?
Here's like, what I think this actually is. This is a subconscious, like, this is a nightmare that he's having where all of the hot dogs and eggs that he has wronged in the past, he's burnt.
Like, he's a fry cook.
And they're mad because it's burger time, and it's not hot dog time, and it's not egg time.
I love the idea that every nightmare starts with him looking at his watch, and it doesn't say a time or anything. It just says burger time. Like the start screen.
Burger time 30.
It's burger o'clock. And so, actually, I really like that interpretation, Sean, of like, that this is all just like some crazy dream, because that makes me feel a lot better than like he's been enslaved to work for another planet to make the American delicacy of burgers for these aliens that like
that
also happen to have sentient hot dogs.
But you know, if he's enslaved, then why would the aliens be sending these people or allowing these people to try and kill him?
Well, it's like gladiator league. It's like for entertainment.
Yeah, but don't they want
people.
Burgers too?
Yeah, do you think these are like just people in food mascot suits? Like, this is the food. That is clearly like an actual fried egg.
If the pickle just flips around, like it's not a person. That's just a pickle. There's no face.
There's
on
no
it.
Face on you know, it. Kind of, is there other legs? There are legs though, right?
Anyway, okay. So what are we doing in this game?
Yeah. Okay, that's important. So Sean, I feel like you should take us through it since you're the most level-headed person about the game.
So I guess the closest thing I can say is that it is this abstract nightmare realm of oversized burgers that are just sitting on these platforms, and you have to climb these really clunky stairs and knock down all all of the ingredients, which are in order, like vertically, but you have to make them all into a single patty below. And all I have to do is walk over them and they'll fall down into like a pan or something on the bottom. However, you do have anthropomorphized hot dogs, eggs, and not so
pickles.
And just pickles. Like they're not, it's not even like a human pickle. It's just like flying pickles.
Yeah, I don't think I picked up on that.
Yeah, that are just trying to destroy you.
Which reminds
me
of like the lima bean from Jimmy Neutron that came to life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then through the dream. Yeah, anyway.
Do we keep talking about Jimmy Neutron?
I just figured it was worth bringing up.
So while you're doing that, these foods are also trying to stop you from making burgers. I don't know, maybe because they're like, maybe the burgers are their friend and you are going to kill the friend.
Yeah, wait, it's a lot like Sausage Party, if you think about it, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, you're right.
The movie. I haven't seen it.
You know,
it
where it's, well, I'm just, don't watch it, first off.
No, I've heard it's not great.
Yeah, it's not great. But like, yeah, they're like trying to, you know, it's like the hot dogs are like, they're next on this barbecue, you know,
maybe,
like after the burgers are done, the hot dogs are clearly coming up.
And then come
the only
eggs.
Thing that you have to defend yourself to against these reanimated foods is like a pepper shaker.
Because you're Peter Pepper the chef.
Yeah,
right?
And to be named after
I kept thinking peppers.
No.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
You have a finite amount of shakes in that, though.
Yeah, you only have like
we don't
want to
get into
game.
Strategy just yet,
no?
Joe.
Yeah.
We don't
no strategy?
I just want
to nostalgia.
I just want to talk about the objective, which all I think Sean's doing a pretty good job of. Sean, continue.
I think that's it. I mean, once you get all four burgers down, or however many burgers are on the screen, then, like, you have completed that nightmare. And then
yeah,
you've
definitely
the
described
night.
A nightmare here.
Yeah.
You've definitely described a nightmare. All right. So now, I guess, before we talk about the strategy, Joe, I'd like to just get, like...
You gotta give me the schedule next time.
Yeah. No, the notes are for me and for me only. I'd just like to take a quick look at the box art for this game, if everybody could refer to your box art.
It's on page 4.
Because now, like, I can't get out the idea that this isn't a nightmare.
Yeah, this can only be a nightmare.
Like, if you look at Peter Pepper, first off, I did not think he looked like that.
No.
Yeah, he looks almost like a cross between a human and a pig. You know, he's got like, well,
he
actually,
looks like the operation guy.
Yeah, he does kind of look like the operation guy.
Yeah,
he's got a big red nose.
What
is
the thing to the right of him, to his left, that like yellow, is that a piece of cheese?
What?
The yellow thing that's going to come on above it? We're looking at different
you
pictures.
You are looking at a different picture.
Yeah,
this is my picture.
You got to look at the NES
is...
version of the
I
box
think,
art.
God,
no, this isn't,
darn
that's
it.
That's not the NES one, I don't think.
Yeah,
Joseph.
Yeah, you're right.
Wait, let me see.
This is creepier stuff on here. There's cheese
that's
on there.
Cheese. Yeah, but she's
hard
trying to
boiled eggs. She's trying to seduce
she's
him.
She's trying to seduce
Joseph.
Him. He's like, hey,
Joseph.
Let me get on that burger. And he's like, uh-uh.
All right, you guys.
It's a kosher burger.
We're lost.
Yeah, you failed on the very first time we talk about box art. You guys have failed me. So we'll just get right back into the game now.
I'm trying over here, Mike. I'm doing my best.
So the game is just, you know, it's like any other arcade game. There's a finite amount of levels, and then they just kind of repeat. When they're done, there are 6 levels in total, and I would say that they do get harder, but it starts off pretty hard.
It starts off pretty hard, and I think I wouldn't say it peaks at 2, because I got through 2 and then to 3.
I think it actually gets really good at, like, 5, because then you're making, like, double burgers. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
What do you call it? Double hamburger, right? Because there's no cheese, really. Is there cheese?
I think there's cheese.
Yeah. I could never tell what that thing was. I guess it's cheese.
Honestly, they all look kind of just like a mess of pixels. Like, every layer is just like a gross mess.
So you
mess.
Have a double cheeseburger on like level 5. I think that's pretty cool.
You're right, yeah. They do vary. It's not like a very... It's not a straight line in terms of the difficulty. It sort of varies in the later...
Sure,
games,
it's kind of like in Donkey Kong, how like... Whichever version you play, like the order of the stages changes because there's no like exact difficulty. Like some people might have an easier time on level 5 than they would on level 2, but you got to get through all of them.
I, however, just like I couldn't do it. Like, I know that there's a strategy to getting them in the correct spot so you don't have to keep using your pepper to get out of it. But I kept getting surrounded by these foods.
Well, maybe that's because there's like 11 of these guys on the screen. Like it starts
and they get faster too.
Yeah, but like even on level 1, we're talking about like with 1 minute into the game and you've got 6 to 7 enemies already on the screen. That's not okay.
And you got like what, 4 sprays of pepper you can use, and then you're
total for like the whole game.
And you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did anybody I kept find trying a way to find a way to get pepper back. Is I there don't not know a way to get that?
You get pepper back if you get the extra foods, I think.
Like, oh, that's what you gotta do. Bonus? Yeah, good luck collecting that stuff.
I don't
yeah.
get that.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Like, why what? Are you collecting ice cream? It's burger time.
No, no, no.
Okay, come
you
on.
You can have ice cream with the burgers.
Yeah, it's like a diner.
That's all this diner food.
You know?
I guess, but like the hot dogs are bad, but the ice cream is good. It feels very arbitrary.
we need to figure out what's going on in the universe of burger
I think
time.
It would be a lot harder for ice cream to chase you.
Yeah, eggs can easily chase you. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, because they're so runny.
Whoa. Wow. There you go. Yeah. Our first real joke.
All right. That's all from you guys. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, but I think the pepper thing like annoyed me as a feature because it's like, it's something that proves, like, incredibly useless, like, once you figure out, like, oh, all it does is, like, stun them for, like, half a second. Like, it's not even, like, a good strategy to be like, well, I'll get him under the bun, and then I'll climb up to the bun and crush him. Mm-hmm. Because, sorry, guys, that we didn't mention this, that's the only way to get rid of enemies is to crush them by dropping the ingredients to below them.
That's actually not entirely true.
Oh, let me hear.
If they are tailing you close enough, and you happen to run across a patty or bun or lettuce, and they're on that ingredient, they will fall down.
Wow, to their death.
To their death. And actually, that is what turns out to be the strategy, is you want as many enemies tailing you as close as possible, because each additional enemy makes that ingredient fall down that many levels.
Can I say that you might have changed the game?
That is, it has strategy. I don't like the game at all, but it has some strategy there. Whereas if you have enough enemies, you could basically complete your burger in one fell swoop.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
That changes my...
Yeah, that does change a lot for me, too. But so let me get this straight. You're saying that the number of enemies that are on the ingredient on the top will, like, carry over down and...
Yeah, I think that, like, let's say that you walk over the top bun and you got, like, 3 enemies following you, and they all fall with the bun. I think then it would take your bun down to your lettuce, and your lettuce down to your cheese, maybe even the cheese down to the patty itself. And then it's all right there.
And since we were talking about the stairs earlier, I just want to mention how easy it was to die on the stairs. Not because, like, so many enemies are chasing you from different directions, but because it's almost impossible to know when you're on the platform and the stair. Yeah. Like,
especially coming down.
It's worse than in Donkey Kong sometimes, where you're Mario and you, like, think that you're up on the platform, but you have to, like, maybe just hit the up on the D-pad a little more before you can keep walking to the left or right. In this one, it's like you have to be, especially because you can go down to the next part of the ladder in between the two platforms, it's like you have to be in a perfect spot to just kind of move it. And so that was actually...
That led to my doom several times.
That was the trickiest part for me, was like how quickly I was dying on these ladders.
But you mean like accidentally on the ladders?
Yeah, accidentally.
Because happened to me too, where you think you're on the floor and then suddenly you cross a ladder and now you're just stuck to the ladder.
Yeah, you're stuck to the ladder and it's like, jump!
Right.
You're right there. Like, get off of that. So that wasn't a particular favorite of mine. And another thing that wasn't a particular favorite of mine was the music in this game.
Oh my
Very
god. It's monophonic. There's only one, like, the thing is about the NES is that it can play multiple sounds on top of each other, and they just chose not to do that for the music. they took the arcade song, I'm imagining, and they're like, you know what? We don't need to change anything. NES can run all this stuff and more, so we don't need to do more. We can just keep it this one song. Oh, my God. It's just, it was so frustrating. I think that was one of the most frustrating parts about the whole thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, if not on top of the dying in the stairs thing, I think the music took me out of the game the fastest.
Yeah.
If that's okay to say. Like, not that, you know, like a thing that's not even necessarily directed to the gameplay. It just, for some reason, like, the music was too much for me.
It would have been better without music.
So, do you think that if you played this game on mute, it would gain a star?
I wound up doing that. I eventually just said, you know what, I'll just play this game on mute to continue testing it, because there was no other way to get this done. I will tell you.
I love that you say testing it. You're testing this game. You're not playing
it. I'll tell you, that's what I was going to say. I knew right away that this game wasn't, like, for me, but I was willing to, like, you know, this is one of those classic arcade games.
Yeah,
I guess.
It definitely has a following. Right. And
I thought there was going to be, I actually thought there was going to be a little more to it, or a little more excitement around it, because of because I've heard of this
game.
You
were not excited by burgers?
I was not excited by it. This is like, you know, just burgers in Nightmare Land.
I looked this game up online after I gave it a first playthrough, and I was like, wow, this game sucks. I don't like this game. And I looked it up, and everyone's like praising this game. Yeah. They're talking about, oh, the graphics are bad, but the mechanics are great, so it makes up for it. And I'm like, what the heck going on? People have nostalgia goggles hard for this game.
No. It wasn't even a nostalgia thing. It was, I saw on Wikipedia, there was a reference to a magazine of the time period that said it was the best arcade game of 1982.
What the heck?
It did. It won a certificate of merit in the category of 1984 video game of the year, less than 16 kilobytes of ROM category.
That's what I read. Yeah.
At the fifth annual Archie Awards.
Archies.
Like, yeah, first off, like, all of that's jargon to me. It won a video game award in 1984, but it came out in 82. There was apparently at least five annual Archie Awards.
So we can assume that it missed out on the first two.
Yeah, you know. And then the Deseret News called Burger Time one of the real surprises of 1983 for the Intellivision, and then gave the ColecoVision version 3.5 stars.
Yeah, the fact that the Wikipedia article for this game even has a legacy section is beyond me.
Well, it did get ports and sequels.
I guess,
and,
but so did a lot of bad games.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that in defense of it. I'm just saying, like, there is, like, a bit of a legacy here, if we can transition over to that segment, if you will. The fried egg has actually even just...
Isn't that joining Smash?
I was. That's amazing. The fried egg into Smash.
Everyone is here.
You joke, but doesn't like Pac-Man throw like? No, he throws a couple of Pac-Man.
Game and Watch. Game and Watch flips fried eggs.
Yeah, but that's not the Game and Watch thing. But that is cool. Yeah. What I was gonna say is that the fried egg appeared in an episode of Futurama.
Oh, did
Does anybody remember that episode where it's like an anthology episode? So there's like three shorts in the episode, but it's the one where the video game, the video game war happens, they do the space. It's like Space Invaders and there's General Pac-Man.
Yeah. I don't remember the egg, but I remember.
And at
episode.
The end, at the end, who's like the villain in that episode? That he's a normal character.
Zap Brannigan.
Futurama. Zap Brannigan.
Lur from Oricron Percy I-8.
Sure. I don't know if he's wrong.
Did he
want to
eat humans?
No, he's like a dinosaur-looking character.
I think it might be Lur.
Okay. He comes off of his ship, and he makes a very funny joke about Space Invaders, where he's like, ha, you were shooting at me instead of where I was going to be. You know? Like, but then he gets off the ship, followed by Donkey Kong and Q-Bert, who's apparently evil, and then the fried egg.
Wow.
Just the fried egg.
What
a
drop of reference.
Futurama right there.
So, he must have loved Burger Time. Yeah. I could see that as a game that Fry would have played, though.
Yeah. Fried egg. Fry.
Yeah. Wow, we are just full of
fun. The game, it has this, I can kind of see, I don't really think it has charm, but it's weird, you know? It's a weird game, and so I can see how someone playing a bunch of bad games would see this one and be like, oh, this one's bad, but it's kind of weird, so I like it.
I don't know. It's just weird and abstract as a lot of other arcade games that
My first thought about it was, like, this is already not my type of game, so I wasn't sure, honestly, how you guys were going to review it, because I was like, I'm not a big fan of these arcade games. I didn't even really like the Donkey Kong games that much.
Whoa.
So, I know. But so I was like, this isn't going to be my style of game. But I was wondering how much you guys liked it, because I thought this was, like, a very popular game, so I thought maybe I was going to be the odd man out here.
No, it's a popular game, but we're just clearly not digging it.
Yeah,
you know,
No, you can go. You can go.
Okay. You know, the moment I knew I wasn't going to like this game?
Let me hear.
So I read the manual before most of the games that I play, right?
Uh-huh.
And in the how to play section, it says, making hamburgers is the basic purpose of this game. And I just read that and I was like, oh, no.
You can like, actually, what? Yeah, you can like, put this down on your resume when you apply to McDonald's. You're like, well, I played Burger Time, so I know how to make a hamburger.
The Data East copy editors are some of like my favorite writers.
I was like, oh, great.
And so Peter Pepper, you know, speaking of legacy, he also showed up in Pixels. That Adam Sandler movie, which is essentially the plot of that Futurama episode.
It's very similar.
If you think about it. And he also showed up in Wreck-It Ralph, which is a little bit more respectable of a movie.
I mean, it's
a
little bit.
The sequel tried to kill it completely.
I didn't know there was a sequel.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Oh, I didn't know that came out.
What?
I didn't know that it was already out.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure it came out.
Wow. Wait, did it? No.
I'm pretty sure.
It didn't come out yet.
First Wreck-It Ralph's great.
Well, probably by the time this episode came out, so I can be safe to say that it was bad.
Maybe. The statute of limitations is...
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
Let us know how you like Wreck-It Ralph 2 Break the Internet.
People from the future.
Yeah. For the record, we're recording this on November 18th, 1992.
All right. So I think that's about it for my stray thoughts. Anybody else have anything, or should we move in together?
I guess my only stray thought, which I thought was like a... was decent of them to do, unless I correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like when you die and you didn't complete, you know, you didn't get a game over, you just die once, it doesn't reset your board.
Yes.
Which I felt like
that's
was going to be something
decent,
that was going
to
happen.
That's a decent human like, being.
Nice of you to do that to me.
They had at least some common decency. No, I agree. I appreciated that as well, because there were some times where I was like, maybe just... you know, a bun and a lettuce away from victory.
Which, isn't that just the way it goes?
Yep, you know, it's just life, a lettuce and bun away from victory. But, you know, they let you have it the exact same way, which I imagine would take some, for the NES at least, some kind of comprehensive coding to, like, figure out all the different various spaces.
Some sort of memory. Right?
Yeah, well, it'd probably just generate a password, you know, whatever.
Any hoozle.
That's all I got, so I think we'll move right into the Essential Games List. All right, it's the Essential Games List, and if you don't know how that works, basically, we're looking at these NES games in 2018. We're not looking at them as great NES games or great games of just 1987, the year that Burger Time came out on the NES. We're talking about, are they still worth playing today? You know, there's not many... not many games based on foods anymore.
No.
So, you know, there's nothing I can really compare this to.
Cooking Mama.
We did just, you and I and our producer, audio producer Chris, just played Overcooked.
Yes.
And that's what I was thinking of. I was like, that's
so
how you make
could
a food
play
game.
Overcooked or Cooking Mama. And you're like, well, what's Burger Time? Let's go back to our roots. And you might try that. So we're going to try and tell you whether you should or shouldn't do that. And to make things interesting, I'll kick it off this time. And I will let you know right off the bat that clearly I don't like Burger Time. Clearly, a lot of people do like Burger Time. However, I don't think that there is enough here to say, like, oh, everybody's got to play this game. I think everyone can try this game and you'll find out very quickly. It's not one of those things where it's like, oh, well, if I invest enough time in it, I'm going to get better. Like, yeah, sure, that could be the same thing for anything. I think here it's like you figure out whether you want to continue playing or not. For me, the music got me first, then the increasing difficulty, then the inability to tell if I'm on the staircase or on the platform. So I think the NES version is a definite no for me. I think it's a bad port, but if you're ever around an arcade and you see Burger Time and it's only 25 cents, although knowing today's way of playing arcades, it's probably 50 to 75 cents. You know, if you see it, give it a shot. It's a cool, like, little relic from the past, and it has its place in pop culture history, but I'm not going to recommend it to you.
All right, so I guess I'll go next. I do not recommend you play this game wherever you find it, but specifically the NES version. Whether or not it's the music that gets on your nerves or you just don't like burgers, this game is... not in a very playable state at this point in time. And I really put a lot of weight into that. This is pretty much a game about traversing platforms and stairs. Not stairs, platforms and ladders. And if it's that hard, you have to be pixel perfect to get off that ladder. It's just not fun. It's a frustrating endeavor. don't play this game. It's not essential.
So you can play this game, or you can go to the grocery store, get some lettuce, a bun, a burger, and some cheese if you want to, you know, and you can cook a burger while listening to music that has more than one instrument playing at the same time and throwing pepper at your friends. And that will be so much better than playing this game. You know, I think just making a burger on your own in your house is more fun than playing this game.
Try just dropping them from like levels of height.
Yeah, who's cooking the burger? Yeah. You know, are we dropping raw patties onto that, you know?
Just serving them up?
I don't know.
I have so many more questions now that we're in the essential games part than I did
it's
before.
I'll give it this. It's definitely an original concept. I don't think there's anything else that's like this in how it works. The movement is kind of like Mario and Popeye. But the mechanics of the burgers falling is something that I haven't really seen before.
Burgers falling, yes, but
that doesn't make it good.
I'm actually going to take away even that point and saying that it's that original, because I would say that this shares too much of a lineage with like Wrecking Crew. This just plays Wrecking Crew.
I guess it has Wrecking Crew. Play Wrecking Crew instead of this one.
Yeah, Wrecking Crew is good. Yeah, Joe,
I definitely agree. Play Wrecking Crew instead of this. But, right off the bat, I'm not the best guy to review this because it's not my type of game. So I didn't enjoy it. I know people out there do, but I don't really see the merit in it. And obviously coming off of these last three essential votes, I think that, my opinion is not alone. So I would say, I don't have too much more to add. I would just say not essential.
And there you have it. That is four no's. Not to be unexpected, I guess, by the way the episode went, but that's Burger Time in a nutshell. I just think, you know, sometimes you have to look at we're reviewing it from an NES standpoint. We're not trying to find the optimal version of these games.
Mm-hmm.
So don't, if you're a huge Burger Time fan from way back, you know, in the arcades, don't take it out on me. Yeah. I was just playing the NES version.
Exactly. I think what Mike really cares about right now is that you are not taking it out on Mike.
Also,
you take it out on me, because I really hate this game.
Sean said a lot of bad things about the game.
Yeah.
If you are a Burger Time fan and you feel like you got to defend your opinion, give us write to us.
Or
you know,
call us.
Let us know what is good about this game, like something that we're missing or some some experience that you had with it that you think is memorable.
Do you need an
important
IQ of 500 to play this game? I mean, to really truly appreciate it.
And you know, you can do that by sending an email to contact@nostalgiacast.com. nostalgiacast.com. And that's also the nostalgiacast.com is also our website. If you can believe it or not, nobody else bought that. We have that. And there we have all the show notes and articles on games and Miyamoto and links to our Twitch and our Twitter and our YouTube and Facebook, which we rarely use. But Twitter's doing pretty good these days. We got a lot of
get the tweets.
Yeah, we're doing okay on there. We got some interesting vault stuff really weird relics of Nintendo's past, even before the NES. We do a lot of the AVS, which not a lot of people know about, but that was what was going to be the Nintendo Entertainment System before it became the Nintendo Entertainment System. So all that kind of cool stuff is on the website. We're not going to talk about that here on the podcast. And
however, want one thing.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with any of our opinions, please at us. Like on Twitter, just do it.
Just call out Sean, even
or
though he's
anybody
not on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not the one that's controlling it. You're just going to be making Mike's life a little harder, but please do it.
I'd love to hear it. Good and bad feedback is always good to know, because we want you to listen every week. We publish episodes every Friday, and that's all the time we have for this episode. I'm Michael Esposito. You can find me on @EspositoFilm on Twitter, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
This is Mike. This is Mike's Without Mike.
Off the mic.
Mike's off the mic. Yeah. This is Sean, your host. These are my two pals, Sam and Joe.
Today we'll be deciding if Mike is an essential essential podcaster.
No. Is Mike an essential person? Can he justify being around?
Look, all right, I'm going to say this. Definitely, like, meet him, you know? Yeah. It's not like a skip it.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know if it's essential.
And Joe?
I think just the music is just
music is not
too good. You know, he's not a musician, and that's like a big part of any NES game. So
yeah. Well, we're not talking about NES games. We're talking about people.
No, sure, but like,
is he an essential person?
His music's okay.
Okay,
so he's I wouldn't. I'm kind of in the same boat as Sam. You know, not a skip it for
not,
sure.
Not a skip it.
You know, definitely, like, give it a try.
Gonna,
he might be for
I'm
you.
I'm not going to keep him in my library.
Thankfully, if as long as you have 33% of the vote. In one of these votes, you can be get added to the essential persons list, and I'm going to vote for him on the essential persons list. If he wasn't around, we wouldn't even like have a reason to start this podcast, you know.
All right, well,
like,
you know, in the best people of 2018 vote when we bring this back.
But it's not even just people. This is just off the mic, so it's only Mike every time. So.
Yeah. So in the best mics of 2018, we'll talk about this again. You know, right, we'll have the chance to. To defend our opinions,
I think he's the best mic on this podcast.
Oh, that's without a doubt. But, you know.
Better than any of these mics we speak into.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Because he's, like, sentient.
Yeah. The cool thing about him is that when you speak into him, he'll
talk back.
He'll talk back.
Yeah.
You speak like a Furby. Mic? Do you speak into his mouth
into
or something?
His ear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where the sound goes.
Okay.
I think you're mistaken. These mics are sentient.
Oh,
he's very shy then, in which case I expect much.
No means of, like, contacting the outside world. Their existence is a horror beyond any imagination.
So this is like a I have no mouth, but I'm a scream scenario.
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
that's cool.
I gotcha. That's I dig that.
But it's like
sometimes
only,
I feel like that's what I'm
is,
but
it's like our host
ears.
Like that too.
It's more like I only have ears and I must scream.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I only have ears for you.
Aw.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to get off my chest is that I have a crush on Sarah Michelle Gellar circa 1999, and I don't know what to do about it because she's older now, I don't think she's the same person anymore, and that's all time we have.
we're just talking. That's all the time that Sean and Sam and I have to just chat.
Yeah, we're just talking.
We're going to start recording again. We have to start recording.